A mobile COVID-19 testing site in Dutchess County was slated to open around noon today, while one in Ulster County opened this morning. Meantime, Dutchess officials announced the county's first COVID-19-related death over the weekend. Nuvans Health, in cooperation with Dutchess and Ulster counties, is opening the two COVID-19 drive-through sites. The sites will be used to collect samples from people who are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, and the samples will be sent off-site for testing. A person must have a physician's order before entering these locations. County Executive Mark Molinaro was planning to visit the new testing site at Dutchess Stadium in Fishkill today.
I want residents to realize that we have transitioned as a state. We are moving now into the phase of caring for people who are sick. And in many ways, individuals have to somewhat triage themselves, right? Low risk, light, not severe symptoms. This is a disease that again, you can weather. But if symptoms become more troubling or you become more distressed or you're an at-risk individual, then we want you certainly to come forward either to confirm through a test or reach out to a physician to determine what kind of care is necessary. That will help us not only save lives and provide the right care to individuals who are sick, but also prepare for what is an increasing wave, if you will, and pressure on the healthcare system.
You know, you talk about treatment, and I think you had some Facebook posts during one of your town halls. You know, people were concerned that the state would be evaluating hospitals in Dutchess County to bring people from further south on up for treatment as capacity there is on overload.
Well, first, we are an interconnected community, so we all have to obviously lean on one another. And whether it's upstate or downstate, we are in a position where we all have to work together. But the governor's action and the intervention from federal resources, the Army Corps and others, should reduce the pressure. But understand, because of cases that escalated in the lower Hudson Valley first, and of course the growth of cases and individuals living with COVID in New York City, that pressure is going to be great. And by the way, it would be great if the pressure would have been great had it started in Dutchess and expanded outward.
On Sunday, Governor Andrew Cuomo accepted the recommendation of the Army Corps of Engineers for 4 temporary hospital sites in the state to address imminent capacity issues resulting from the pandemic. The 4 sites are the Jacob Javits Convention Center and locations at SUNY Stony Brook, SUNY Old Westbury, and the Westchester County Center. Molinaro believes this will slow the pressure on Hudson Valley hospitals, but the county has to be prepared for its own growth in cases.
And so in Dutchess County, we're working with our hospital networks. We're prepared to open an alternative care facility for those who can manage the illness or perhaps, wouldn't need necessarily hospital treatment. We do that at a local college location as part of our pandemic response plan. And we're preparing for now what we know will be 4 to 8 weeks of, increased cases in individuals living with the disease.
So, County Executive, when you say alternative care facility for the residents within Dutchess or maybe the region, and have you selected a college yet?
Yes. Yeah. So Dutchess County initiated our pandemic response plan. It's all built within that plan. We've made accommodations at Dutchess Community College for that eventuality. In 2 weeks, we will determine whether or not we need to activate it physically. That'll be really a question of, again, the growth in numbers south and within Dutchess. And again, you know, our position is if you're sick and you need help, the system is going to attempt to care for you. And the actions the governor and the Army Corps and the president have taken to allow some of that pressure to be relieved through alternative care facilities in New York City, we hope won't add so much undue pressure on the Hudson Valley hospitals. But we're prepared for that possibility and caring for our patients. So again, at the end of the day, the goal will be in alternate care facilities to try to move individuals who don't need, you know, traditional or more intense hospital care to an alternate facility so that hospitals are most prepared and able to deal with those who are living with a more severe condition.
And County Executive, as cases continue to rise in Dutchess and elsewhere, as with more testing, it was presumed would occur. We had the first death in Dutchess County announced over the weekend.
Well, you know, it's a good time to remember that these aren't cases, but these are individuals. So friends and neighbors who are sick, and in Dutchess County, we lost one of our first neighbors. And we obviously pray and extend our thoughts to his family. But it is a reminder how serious an emergency this is, the fact that we can't necessarily see it like we see other kinds of emergencies, and how critically important it is to be aware of your own health, to be cognizant of perhaps additional illnesses that might make COVID more challenging for you, and that for all of us, regardless of our age or health, ought to be selfless in really following these rules and these expectations to lower social interaction, to lower physical connection, in order to, at the very least, slow the transmission and be sure that we can identify those who are in need of help and provide that help to them.
And then finally, a few words on Dutchess' response.
Yeah, so we have been organizing the infrastructure countywide to provide and distribute food to pantries, volunteers to provide transportation and access to resources, and of course, shelter and raising money. So Dutchess Responds is our coordinated effort. We're working with a group of not-for-profits. And if you visit DutchessNY.gov, you'll be able to sign up to volunteer, to donate funds, or to provide some support or resource.
The testing site in Ulster County is at Tech City in Kingston. Both sites are open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., but that is subject to change. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.